A forest city in the middle of China. Is this like the Tomorrowland of our dreams, or is it just another progressive pipe dream? I'm Scott Ott with Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, and this is Right Angle, brought to you by the members at BillWhittle.com. Well, men, the artwork is spectacular. The artist's renderings of this forest city out in Guangxi province that they have allegedly already broke ground on. And the idea is 30,000 people are going to live in this city where all the buildings are essentially covered by trees and shrubs and perennials and all that kind of stuff. They're going to use some solar power. They're going to use some hydrothermal. They're going to recycle the wastewater, not the stuff that comes out of your toilet, but like your sink and your washing machine and stuff like that, to water the plants. And all of that is going to help to fight China's terrific problem with pollution. Now, this isn't just some crazed lunatic who's come up with this idea that we've seen in a sci-fi movie. Stefano Bori, who is the Italian architect who's actually come up with this design, has built a couple of these things in Milan and one in Switzerland. There are two towers in Milan where basically all the balconies have trees, anywhere from like 9 feet tall to much taller trees growing on the balconies. They had to overcome all kinds of architectural and engineering problems to be able to pile huge amounts of dirt on balconies and have the building still stand up. They had to deal with, you know, what happens when the wind blows and the tree breaks. How do you keep these things hydrated? What happens to the dark side of the tree? How do you keep the sunlight working to make sure that the tree can live? So allegedly, they've worked out all those problems. And the two towers in Milan, by the way, you can buy a lovely 2,100 square foot apartment there. I assume it's like our condos over here. A lovely 2,100 square foot apartment for about $2.1 million. So you see, it's the everyman's living space made for the environmentally pure future. And I'm torn on this, Stephen Green, because there's a little part of me that goes, wow, isn't it awesome that this guy has come up with this way and got private investors in Italy to fund this project and built these two towers that using all kinds of, you know, alternative ways of doing things. On the other hand, in China, it's not exactly private investment that's putting together this massive city plan. Why do I feel this discomfort, Steve? Is it just that I am a Luddite who doesn't want to move boldly into the future?
Well, let me tell you what they haven't thought of, or if they did think of, maybe they haven't done anything about it. And this actually kind of disturbs me. You're 20 or 30 floors up, you've got your tree balcony, and now your cat is stuck in the tree.
We need an 8,000 foot ladder to get Tabby down.
Yeah, this is gonna be an issue, and sooner, I gather, rather than later. Kudos to the folks in Italy. If somebody wants to spend $2.1 million on an eco friendly apartment, I say go for it. I love trees. My wife and I, we drove our real estate agent absolutely crazy 10, 11 years ago when we bought this house, because we must have looked at 60 houses because we wanted one that had a lot of trees and a view of the mountains, which is not an easy thing to do. But we just got a little gap of the trees here. We can see a little sliver of the mountains, and we're happy, and we are in amongst our trees. And we shopped long and hard and carefully to get that. So don't think I'm let's pave it all and let God sort out the trees kind of guy, because I'm not. But to give you another example of what private industry can do, you know, Apple's been building their new mothership headquarters in Cupertino, the spaceship, you know, the ring building, and the amount of engineering that has gone into that to make it economically or ecologically friendly is just astounding. They've done some really amazing things. The lip of the building, the rooftop, isn't just covered in solar panels, but it has this ingenious breathing built into it, so that they're only going to have to run AC or heating about 3 months tops out of the year, and that's going to have to be a pretty warm year, because the way they've designed this roof and the circulation, it doesn't even need fans. Just natural convection circulates as much air as you need to keep people comfortable and breathing fresh air all the time. And they've covered the place in trees. It's just beautiful. But again, this is private industry. This is people who like Apple products, who tend to be kind of, you know, hipster folks, except for you and me, who are concerned about this kind of thing and don't mind paying a higher price, and they know that some of that money is going into this beautiful campus with all of these trees. China's thing, man, I wouldn't get into a Chinese tower covered in trees for all the, well, not for all the tea in China.
You know, Bill, sometimes I think, wow, these guys are geniuses. I mean, this guy's been working on this his whole life. I actually watched a TED Talk by Stefano Borri, B-O-E-R-I, I believe is how you spell his last name. And I was shocked to find that in his youth, he was actually a radical left-wing activist who wanted at that time to overturn the existing order through political means. But later he decided that it might be better to change the world through architecture. And so he's attempting this. But maybe I'm wrong about this, Bill. My guess is that Milan, Italy, is not going to be completely overrun by what they call these vertical forests, okay? And it's because they'll rely on private investment that you've got to have a lot of really wealthy people to make it work. However, in China, they're going to throw up a city that they expect to have open by 2020 of 30,000 people all at once. Shouldn't the United States government make people do the things that they ought to do like this?
Right when you said, shouldn't the United States government? No, that's the answer is no. You know, first of all, in China, these trees are going to become a petrified forest in about a year or two, given their air quality. You know, they're just going to suck up so many minerals and calcium and stuff just from the air. They're just going to be turned into cement structures. And by the way, I wouldn't be surprised if they end up being cement trees that are painted to look like trees. Because in China, this whole thing is a publicity stunt. And it's not even a publicity stunt for their own people. It's a publicity stunt for the world, showing that even though we're pretty much putting out all the pollution now, especially since America's going to natural gas on account of our frackers, China's, it's a fig leaf for them, and they'll throw some money at it. I'm sure it'll be very impressive, like the rest of their abandoned cities that never really had a purpose other than for propaganda's sake. Now, here's something I think is really interesting, and I know I get accused of this quite a lot. I think the idea is terrific. And I think the idea of, if you live a place where you have solar panels on your roof, and if you have a place where you can put up a wind turbine, I think it's fantastic. And on a small scale, it really does work. Where I have a problem is where we intersect with the real world. And when you start talking about solar power for the economy the size of the United States of America, it's simply just not going to happen. It's not feasible yet. So I think the future comes the way the future is supposed to come. I don't think you force the future. If Apple has done all of this engineering work at great expense to make their facility economically friendly and ecologically friendly, if it's economically friendly, then other buildings will be built according to that that system. Not because they're being told to and not because they're being hectoring, but because, number one, it makes economic sense, and number two, it's better for their employees. So I'm all about conservation and alternative fuel sources and alternative power sources on a scale like this, you know, on a little individual scale. My personal dream would be to have an underground nuclear fission reactor of about 25 megawatts or so, power our neighborhood and just air condition outdoors if we want to, because it's generating the power whether we use it or not. But in any event, yeah, getting off of this big grid is a good deal as far as reducing, you know, carbon or any of the rest of that is just a joke. And I imagine that life in one of these forest cities will be better for them than the life is in the factories that supply the money to build the mothership out in, Cupertino.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure some of our sharp viewers will easily find this for me, but I desperately tried to find out whether there were construction incentives or subsidies that came from the Italian government or from the European Union in the construction of this building in Milan, and was unable to locate that. I am pretty sure that Apple had some pretty strong incentives from local, state, and federal government to be able to do its eco-friendly thing. I know that there are tax breaks and grants and loans and incentives to do stuff like that. But wouldn't it be great if we would just see how far true freedom would take us? Wouldn't it be great if we could find out whether individuals making decisions based on enlightened self-interest and benefits to the community that flow from what they do because they want their lives to be better would actually produce these kind of innovations? So, you know, assuming that there weren't huge incentives from the Italian government, I'm all for what they did in Milan. I think that is an awesome, you know, the two forest, the vertical forest there in Milan. That's an awesome thing. I am going to bet that all of Milan will not turn into a vertical forest. The problem with the Chinese experiment is who's driving it. It's not made by anybody's individual will. It's not some great, you know, Disney-esque vision that somebody had to accomplish something, or even Steve Jobsian vision. It's the government telling you what you ought to do. And when that happens, the governments are often surprised to find out that people don't like being told what to do. Do you? For Bill Whittle and Stephen Green, I'm Scott Ott. Thanks to the members at BillWhittle.com for making this Right Angle possible.
Subscribe, I'm telling you. Subscribe.
Now.
There are significant incentives from the federal government to subscribe at BillWhittle.com.
Avoidance of bankruptcy court, for one thing.